Sitting in Siman Shin Sama Beis, Sif Hei. B'karol Osim Mechitza. You can make a Mechitza with anything. When Moshe comes back, you'll have to get back to him, though.
Who is this?
Mr. Prigals. The Kalim of Ukapos. You can use Kalim, you can use Ukapos as saddles. So you're clearly going to have to Shabbos take that away, use it for something else. Bein shel erev levad, you can make it with, it's just with string across. Kern shel chavolim, or shel sesi levad, it just has uprights. Kern konim and utzim v'oritz, you would have posts which you would bang into the ground. Umatorim atzasayim. And with these type of enclosures are acceptable up to the shear of society. Now over here, because it's a mechitza garua, even if it's mukaf ladira, which normally that allows you to carry more than base asayim, but for such types of not such good materials of making the walls, the only matter the area of basis up to basis sign, up to and including basis sign. Okay, I feel the yachid be yishuv. So there are mandarim in the Gemara that this heter is only when the people are traveling. So when they're traveling, the shayara. So we understand that it's difficult to have materials to build. So we're lenient to allow them to use these materials. But if you're b'yishuv, get other materials. There's a madam of the Gemara, the Chazal only matter these types of minimal enclosures for a group, but not for a yachid. But the Shulchan Aruch is paskening even for a yachid, even if it's b'yishuv, still we're going to be makel up to the shir based time. But this is based on lovin. So the strings that you're using, or the posts that you're using, are lovin to each other. Furthermore, a fill of balechayim. Person wants to make the mechitza balechayim, but over here, you need the animals. The animals are going to be bound, that they shouldn't be able to run away. Okay. People also can make a mechitza if they're loved with each other. And you can have a rolling mechitza. That the people are walking in formation, they're keeping within shlosha tefachim of each other, and they're walking together like that. So the area inside, which is enclosed by them, will be yirshus hayochid. But who shlo yedu shehu amdu l'shem mechitza? That because I only allowed to use mechitzas b'nei adam. They weren't aware that they were gathered for this purpose. Even if one of the group knows why they were gathered, it undermines all mechitza. Even if a person does not inform them why they're there. If there's a good chance they're going to figure it out, kachasim mechitza pamachas, oyasim mihem mechitza oid. You use this group once, they act as a mechitza, then you started carrying based on that, they figured it out, you can't use them again because they'll understand why you're gathering them together a second time. It's similar to what was why you gathered them the first time. This is a dinder abundant. You can't, that this is from not, them not knowing. It's considered a zilzul in regards to Shabbos, because even it's not really a binyan, but people will perceive it. Oh, you're using us to make a mechitza. So, as it were, you're publicizing it through, amongst the group, that we're sort of like having this seeming careless attitude, cavalier attitude towards Shabbos, which we can't do. Okay, so to Mr. Brewer, to cut the lamed.
So this group of people, they're in a curve of some sort, and they're forming a mechisa, and one steps out, and there's a gap. So is he over on the Soser?
No, they were saying that there's no dominion of Soser over here. But in people's minds, when they hear that they created a mechisa which you're allowed to carry, it seems to be that they perceive it as if we made something that's what creates the attitude of zilzul in Isari Shabbos. If you choose the problem, that we were creating a legal loophole. But you can use kelim, you can use saddles off shehem asidim linotel achar Shabbos, even though you know you're going to be taking them away after Shabbos. They have no permanence, but you made them for Shabbos, that's good enough. Gun shechavolim, or you made ropes going across, and b'chusuchim al yaseidus hatkuas boards. And obviously these ropes are stretching across from something, so the four corners you put poles. Asusayim. So this is permitted up to the shear of Beis Asayim. And not larger than that. Even if the enclosure was to live there. Because since it's an inferior type of material, or type of the material, or inferior type of form of how you're doing it. It's not a full mechitza with a chassis and an arvi. Chassis boyer, a variable of chassis. It's considered a mechitza garua because it's lacking both components. So therefore, they only allowed it up to base of sign. Why only el simon shin sam but bir loch? Okay. This is permitted. I feel the yachid b'yishav tolemer afshav b'yishav yachol hasik mimal hasis mechitza toiver. We could argue, and there's another thing which does argue that you would only allow this when a person's out in the midbar and he has no access to building materials. So then we're going to say, you know, build it like that's good enough. But if you have access to building materials, you're mechayev to get the building materials. So we're saying that's not true. We don't pass on like that. Paskin, even though he's a biyishu and building materials are available, filachi mikelinan bay apes asayim. But koshken kashu bebika koshken, if he's not in the city but he's out in the fields, so then it's that much harder to get another alternative. So we're not worried. So we say he's there's no other alternative. So we're going to make and allow him to use these materials. You can't have a gap of three tefachim between the wall, between the materials which are creating your wall. Okay. If he's a yachalas, it's mechitza shel asara tefachim. So get a mechitza which is 10 tefachim high, it's possible using four ropes. So you have one within 3 tefachim of the ground, a second one with 3 tefachim of that, so it's a little bit under. It's a little bit under 6.
Oh, thank you.
Then you have another one, it's a little bit under 9, and you have one at the height of 10. So you need 4 ropes to do this. Okay. And the ropes have a certain amount of thickness to them as well. If the thickness of the ropes combined is a little more than a tefach, you can last mechitza yaneh shlosh chavolim. So then you can even do it with three ropes. So how's that? In other words, if you have thicker ropes, and they add up to a little more than a tefach, so the shear of lobin is anything less than three tefachim. So you do the first one just a tad under three tefachim from the ground. The second one, but it's not just that, then there's the thickness of the rope. We add a certain amount of height. So now it was a little bit less than three tefachim. But now you have the rope, which is, let's say for argument's sake, we're saying the three of them equal a tefach. So there's four etzbos of the tefach. So each rope is, we'll make the case easy, is two etzbos through its diameter. So you've now added, it was a little bit less than three to start, but you added two etzbos, which is now three and a half. The game is two tefachim, it's a little bit larger than the example which the Mishpura is going to give. Each one is a little bit more than one and a third, but so it's two etzbos. So that's so now it's almost three and a half tefachim off the ground. You do it again. So you have one rope. Do a second rope. You add a little less than three. So 6.4. Then you add your rope, which is two etzbos, and now it's 6.9. Then you go a little less than three. You put the third rope. So a little less than three to 6.9 is 9.8. And then you need another rope, and you have your tenth tefachim with three ropes, because the ropes have a certain amount of thickness on their own. Yogalasa mechitza shal yayinei shloishet chavolim. Gagayin shemeniach chavol tachton mipochtim shloisha samach loritz. So he puts the first rope, the bottom of the first rope is within lava. It's within the distance of less than three tefachim from the ground. You do the same gap to the second rope, and you do the same thing from the second to the third. But remember, they have to be loved with each other. So each one is so theoretically the whole height is a little less than three plus a little less than three plus a little less than three. So it's a little bit. It's a little more than, a little bit less than nine. But you need 10. Yeah, but the rope has thickness to it. And then combined with the thickness of the ropes, the ropes are thick enough, you can get a tefach's worth of height because of the ropes. So that would work. That's more than here. Okay. One second. Yeah. So even Balichaya. I'm sorry. It's going on. It shouldn't be Bein Chevel Chavera or Bein Kadal Chavera. Three Tvach. Bein Kadal Chavera. Lamina Bezed supports Ruba Lo'imid. The Lovet Kasosim Dam. So Fed Rashi Kasha. It's been a long day. Fed Mishabura Kasha. That. If you have an upright, which is a tefach wide, you have a gap of close to three tefachim in between that and the next one. You have an upright, which is a tefach wide. You keep doing this. So at the end of the day, there's a lot more open space than there is closed space. It's a case of oimid importance merubah al oimid. So that should pass through the wall. So Mishmur says no, it doesn't pass through the wall. It doesn't invalidate the wall because love it is considered as if it's that's actually closed. So that's not considered anything. There's a parts there. There's no pierce. An opening of less than three is insignificant. It's not considered a pierce. Seeing if you'll have multiple ones of such, it's not. They don't add up to say, "Wow, you have a parts maruba situation," because they're considered sus. So you take the animal before Shabbos, you place him in the place to act as the wall, you tie him up, and you seat him down. Okay, well, as much as the Tazal Yiddish have a Shabbos. And by doing that, the animals are tied up and they're seated. If they're tall enough, you get 10 tefachim high out of it. So that permits you to carry. It's how they've been in kfisa. Now, why do you need kfisa? Why do you have to tie them? Echad shol yivruchu. We don't want them running away. That would be a big problem. Middle Shabbos, you lost your wall. Gam di lavachi yehefsik ben chalal shabin ragve beheima lebehet laoritz. There's a gap from the animal's stomach to the ground. And that's might be more than 3 tefachim. So it would not be lowered to the ground. If you sit, if you lower them, if you cause them to sit, so there's no gap between them and the ground. Okay. But when it's tied up, shechem is bekufa shel karka, so it seats itself down. Or it lies down, but there has to be a height of 10 tefachim, even the animal's lying. So yeah, that's the case. You could have people that have to be in love with each other. Okay. So these people are considered mechitza, and inside of them is shusha yachid. I'm going to show you mukafim me'arba ruches, and it has to be told enclosed. Mechitza gemurah hi me'elat afilu b'shusha rabim, and this is a valid mechitza which will work everywhere. Okay. Well, come on. Who did the mechitza? Because I have a hefzik. Sorry, mechitza. Have a hefzik in the darbet of return. Negan mokim shenan loki. This same type of mechitza, it would permit the people around the person would permit the person to say the return not being the same mokim as soya. Make a mechitza b'nei adam, and that would solve the problem. But this only works if the people do not know that they were placed there for this purpose. Hu shlo yedu. After mechitza, because ein boi b'shim binyan, their mishabes, it's not called boina. It's not really a mechitza. So what are we worried about? Bilhachi is also kashi yedu. But when people will realize, become aware of what you're doing with these... with these people making mechitza with them, people will perceive it as a cavalier attitude towards Shabbos. If all the zalzel yisur Shabbos, they're going to be mezalzel in other types of malacha. Okay. I feel a b'yevet is also within a kemachitza hanas is b'mezid yisef kemul. Fine. Well, yasamehem. If you use them once, you can't use them again. Yimodim echad aramacher rishoy lasis mehem mechitza habi safik shema yargishu b'zeb. So Reuven tricked them, as it were, into once to being this walking wall. And he can't do it again because now they know what he's doing. But somebody else could. Somebody else could use these people to make a mechitza, even though they might figure it out, as far as he's concerned, they're stam people. He's saying, he's not sure. Maybe they would notice what they're being positioned for, why they're being positioned. Maybe they won't notice. So the he goes to this a suffix, because the rabbi was makel. Okay. So you can't make them from out of them a mechitza again, mechitza oid. Hilma Shabbos Acheris. There's a lot of luck in the same Shabbos, even a different Shabbos. This group basically is disqualified. Now, the Kurdish Shagish, because it's a very good chance they're going to realize. It's like you're doing an intention with intention to publicize all these people, which we don't do. He doesn't want to worry about the pasuk. They might find, realize it, etc. Afilu b'pamarishin im lo hayu lo yonoshim kele tzorka b'midim b'makam echad. So if there wasn't, I'm sorry, give me a second. B'makam echad b'achar kachar malem shiachu v'hu chad l'benihim. I'm not sure what the issue of today. I'm getting missing something over here. So, even the Pamrishan, if he doesn't have enough people, even and they start going, and he's walking with them. So, they're going to figure it out. Mother in Jagam, Kishay Mahalkim Mutter, who Kisha Mahalkim Mayatsman, Sheshia Gdala Shal Noshim, Shalokim May Nikr Ma Shuhu Halapinahim. So this idea of a mobile mechitza was only allowed people don't know. So how is that possible? If you have a large crowd and you're in the you're saying in the throngs of the crowd, you have a mechitza without anybody, without anybody knowing about it. How is it possible that the people don't realize that they're acting as a mechitza? One, he's walking in a very, very large crowd, so that's what gives him that ability to use people without them realizing it. There happens to be a very large, if there's not either the case that they happen to go in the same direction themselves, so their eyes aren't necessarily focused on what this fellow is doing, or there's so many people that people that can't even know what he's doing. B'chlau. Okay. If mitchila, when they came, they were not aware why they're being brought there, even though afterwards they realized, they figured it out, so that's not a problem. It's just as long as when they're brought in the chatchila, they cannot know they're being brought in to be a mechitza. So let's move.